My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Friday's Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 23rd day of March, 2024, coming to you from Bedford County, pretty seasonal Bedford County, Virginia. You know, got a little on the cold side last night, not as bad as it's been. It's going to get up in the 50s again today. Might get a little rain, but who knows? So, got a whole bunch of stories this morning, none of them massively major. I will say good morning to Hot Air Tom and Gary Older Than Dirt. Laura's here up in Ottawa. Steve's here out in Kentucky. Good morning, y'all. The lead story this morning is flooding on the Seaburn Sojourn. Longer cruises and new ports for the Islander. Also today, Viking ship floats out. A Panama Canal cruise is canceled, and this one has me a little worried. Wildfire burns smoke. Smokes out Port Canaveral. Yeah, if I can get that out. A new cruise terminal for Royal Caribbean. And Celestial Discovery, maiden voyage, and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. Today, folks, is National Bavarian Crepe Day. You know, for a while, I made crepes when I was in the business, funnel cake and lemonade business, just to have something different. So I got a couple crepe pans, and I got the stuff to make crepes. And I did them for a while, and, you know, I think crepes were good. I never did a Bavarian crepe. I would like that. But I did crepes, but they were just way too labor intensive for, you know, my kind of business. I mean, I had to turn, you know, $5 in a minute. That's the way the business works. And it took several minutes to make a crepe. So, and you couldn't charge much more than that. But I enjoy a crepe. I'll get a crepe on a cruise ship every now and then when they have a, you know, crepe stand. If you're listening by the podcast, you're always welcome, of course. You can access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from, all the big guys, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, Podchaser, any of them. Just search for Travel Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. If you're listening via the podcast, I want to jump over to the video feed to see pictures or clips or interviews that I'm using on that day's show. There's always a link in the description so you can do just that. All right, a couple things to go over before we get to the news portion to the day. I'm going to get this out of the way first, and that's our friend Ivan, our author buddy on the cruise ship Doctor cruise that's coming up. I had a couple people text me yesterday wanting to know on solo pricing. So I'm going to give it to you, folks. This, of course, is on the Epic, November the 16th. The cruise ship Doctor will be on board. He wrote the book and was a cruise ship doctor. And it's about some of his travails, as it were, and funny things that happened while he was working in the cruise industry. But anyway, he's going to be on board, going to do lots of things, you know, readings, maybe some entertainment. He'll come to breakfast meetings with us. He'll do anytime we can get together for a cocktail party. So he'll be there. I promise you. This is not going to be a seeing once and not seeing the rest of the cruise kind of deal. He doesn't want that. We don't want that. The first 10 people that book a cruise get a free copy of the book, by the way. So, just saying. All right, solos. Since I didn't have that yesterday, inside for solos, $67.78. That's with all four. All four being, of course, the drinks package, the Wi-Fi package, the specialty dining, and, $50 credit for excursions. $16.79, let's call it. That's with everything. Taxes, port charges, that's out the door price. No add-ons to it unless you want something different. And if you don't want the drinks package, then I can pull that off. Now, of course, we'll lower the price. Just ask. The balcony with the same, with all four, with everything out the door, it's $26.07. That's solo. And the mini suite is $28.67. With everything out the door. Okay, that's not 100%, thank goodness. It's still, you know, Norwegian's not going to give you a super deal, but that's a better deal. You know, like, for instance, inside with all four, okay, double occupancy is $1,040. All right, so paying double would be $2,080, and you're paying $1,678. So, it's better than a lot for solos. Just saying, if you're interested in going, let me know. Okay. I'm looking to have a pretty good size group for this cruise. We're thinking, 40 plus cabins. So jump on it while the getting's good. Just give me a call or text me or send up smoke signals, anything. Just let me know. All right. The other thing to go over before we get here is my buddy Sylvia. Of course, that's Sylvia on her C2 chair out at Smyrna Beach, Florida, out on the sand. I have not taken my chair, my C2, on the sand. But, yeah, I mean, down there, you drive cars on the sand there, so I would go out on the sand. I'd be a little leery about getting in this in soft sand in the chair. But then that's me, because I don't want to clean it more than anything. It'd probably go fine, especially the seat. I mean, it's got big wheels on it, you know, for a power chair. But anyway, this is the Wellspring Celebration. Well, Power Chairs, of course, who own Scoot Around. So Will and Scoot Around all month long. If you purchase a Model F, that's the lighter weight. It's 58 pounds. It will fold. It will go in the trunk of a car. Or like Sylvia is on in this picture, or I use the Model C2, which is a much heavier chair. You're going to get, if you purchase that during the month, you're going to get $250 to use toward accessories. right? Now, that offer is valid until the 31st of March. Now, if you go to the Scoot Around Store website, or you call them, and you just say code CHILLI, C-H-I-L-L-I-E. Don't know who that is. Not only will you get a discount on the chair, you'll also get the $250 for accessories. So, if you're in the market for a quality chair, contact Scoot Around or Will Power Chairs. It's the best I've seen. All right. That's Sylvia and I are both ambassadors for the company. And I'll tell you the kind of results you get. I had a customer this morning, potential customer, not a customer yet, but a potential customer, asked me about Virgin Voyages, because I have not been on Virgin Voyages, which I told her. But she said that she understood that they didn't allow any devices operated by lithium batteries. Wait a minute. No, Sylvia has been on Virgin Voyages on her C2 power chair, and it's operated by lithium batteries, as is mine. As is almost every scooter and power chair that I know of is operated on lithium batteries. I said, is that something they've changed? So I sent, my contact at Will. I sent her an email, and it couldn't have been 30 seconds later. I had an answer back. Oh, good Lord, yes, you go on any Virgin Voyages with your chair or scooters. Doesn't matter. So I said, I had to send the lady back a message that, I hate to tell you this, but your information was wrong. But the important part of this, folks, I had a response back in, less than a minute. I sure can't complain about that. So, Will Power Chairs, Scoot Around, they're good people. I've been dealing with them now for over 10 years since I started using scooters. So it's been a while, but I've had some kind of contact with these folks. And of course, now I've been made an ambassador for them. So. All right. What else do I have here? Oh, remember our friend Chris? Chris Shockey. She was on a couple cruises with me. She was on the Joy and she was on the Escape. Well, she's on Prima. Norwegian Prima, and she started a new sport, folks. This is a new sport. This is going to take off like pickleball. It's called flamingo wrangling. And the idea of flamingo wrangling is you get on the flamingo and see if it bronks you off. So it's kind of a cross between bull bronking, whatever you call that stuff in rodeos, and bull wrangling only on flamingo. So that's Chris's new sport that she has created. I think that's going just like pickleball. Yeah. That's the truth, and I'm going to stick with it. All right, the top story today, folks. I have to get serious for a change, don't I? This comes from somebody I rarely get to talk about. My apologies for the picture being sub-quality. There was not anything any better anywhere from any of my sources. But it was a wet and wild morning aboard Seabourn Sojourn. That's hard to get out. When a freshwater pipe burst, sending water cascading down the ship's spiral staircase to the central atrium. The stairs extend from deck 9 to deck 4, and it wasn't really clear how many decks were impacted by the flooding. A video of the flooding clearly shows multiple decks being inundated with water as it flows down the stairs and pools on the atrium tile floor. Crew members quickly sprang into action to control the spread of the water and soak up the puddles. I'm sure they they got to the shutoff valve for the, whatever the pipe was that broke. They would use towels, and I'm sure they got their vacuums out real quickly. And they did everything possible to assure that all guests were safe and did not slip on the floors. And folks, to be clear, this flooding was caused by a burst pipe. It was not the result of any hull damage or water intrusion from the ocean. It was a pipe, folks. The ship remains fully operational and safe for all passengers and crew, and the flooding has been corrected. I mean, it's a bad thing on cruise ships because invariably when something floods like that, you get an awful musty smell for days. I'm sure they're taking steps to get rid of that. Guests on board the Seabourn Sojourn. Now, remember, they're on a world cruise right now. So I'm not taking that, folks, whoever that is. They're on a world cruise right now. And at the time of the incident, they're reporting that there were some rough seas. The ship was sailing through the South China Sea when the pipe broke. It's not known whether windy conditions or swells may have put stress on the plumbing and contributed to the damage, though that is possible. That's what the story said. I'm not sure who wrote the story. I've been in hurricanes on ships. I never had pipes break. So I'm not sure at all where that that came from. So anyway, Seabourn Sojourn is an older ship. She debuted in 2010. I don't consider that older, but and so plumbing issues do occasionally happen, which is not quite as dramatic. The ship is currently in the midst of a 73-night segment of her world cruise, sailing one way from California to Taiwan. Along the way, the ship has already visited Hawaii, Kiribati, Tonga, New Zealand, Australia, Indonesia, and the Philippines. The current segment will end in Keelung, Taiwan on Sunday. So hopefully they will and get the ship dried out from the broken pipe. And folks, I mean, before anybody goes off on these theories that somebody's spouting, the pipes on the ship do what pipes do. Occasionally they break. If you have never had it happen in your house, hope that it never does, because I've been through it this past year on a broken pipe from hell, excuse the French. So a pipe broke. Unfortunate, but it's not the end of the world. All right. I'll be back with a couple more stories, folks, after a quick word from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing. But I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, we've talked about this a couple times before. I guess they're pinning it down a little bit more, but Margaritaville at Sea will offer longer cruises on their ship Margaritaville at Sea Islander. It's in dry dock right now, as a matter of fact. The Islander will enter service this summer, starting next year. Islander will offer 7 new itineraries that will visit new ports for the cruise line. Cruises will range from 4 to 7 nights sailing from Tampa, Florida. Destinations will include Cozumel, Costa Maya, Jamaica, Belize, Grand Cayman, and Key West. I'm tickled pink about them coming out of Tampa. The cruise ship will now offer 13 different itineraries to choose from. I tell you, folks, one of these days, they're going to get enough ships that they're going to start taking people from various ports and dropping them off at resorts at the Margaritaville at Sea Resort for a 3 or 4 night resort and another ship, pick them up and take them back to the port. If somebody's not working toward that, somebody should be hired to head in that direction. Just saying. Again, I love the Margaritaville at Sea Express, but it was horrible for accessibility. So we got to work with these folks on accessibility, folks. And I have no idea how the Islander's going to be until I get on it and see. But yeah, there's things that need improvement. I have not been on the first ship since it went through dry dock, so I don't know if they made any improvements. But that's something to check out. So, all right, the next story this morning comes from our friends over at Viking. Viking Hathor, which is about to join Viking's longship fleet, is well on its way to cruising the Nile River by the end of this summer. The new ship was floated out yesterday, which means the ship is moving to the final stage of construction. When Viking Hathor debuts in August, it will be the 5th ship of the cruise line's state-of-the-art river fleet to be sailing the Nile River. Viking Hathor's float-out was celebrated in a traditional ceremony at the Mazara shipyard in Cairo. All right. Just 1 month before sailing on what would have been a once-in-a-lifetime sailing to explore nature and wildlife with a transit through the Panama Canal, Aurora Exhibitions has canceled the April 20th departure of Greg Mortimer. The one-way cruise was to have set sail from Costa Rica and call at stunning ports in both Costa Rica and Panama before passing through the Panama Canal and arriving in Cartagena, Colombia. Highlights of the cruise were to have included both the Kourou National Wildlife Refuge and the Rio Claro Wildlife Refuge, the Pearl Islands, and other national vistas. The Panama Canal was proven too big a challenge for the cruise to proceed, however. Guests have been notified that the canal's low water levels, right now more than 7 feet below maximum operating levels, have been the major cause of the cancellation. Few details of the cancellation are available, and the cruise line has declined to comment other than to note that it is working through solutions with passengers. Now, folks, take a look at that ship. That's not a very big ship. I mean, and there are lots of ships that go through the Panama Canal that are much bigger than that. And this canal is 7 foot low, and that smallest ship's got to cancel? What about all these other Panama Canal cruises? I'm flabbergasted that, you know, not everybody's having to cancel. Maybe they're hoping for a rainstorm or something. I don't know. But anyway, I found that very disconcerting. If you've got a cruise planned in the near future to go through the Panama Canal, yeah. All right, the next story comes from down in Florida. a pair of controlled burns to manage land in Merritt Island National Refuge sent strong plumes of smoke into the air over this past weekend, both days, Saturday and Sunday, with dark billowing clouds easily visible from the cruise terminal as a total of 9 different cruise ships were turning around guests over the weekend. On Saturday, Norwegian Escape, Disney Fantasy, Carnival Freedom, and Mardi Gras, Mariner of the Seas were all docked. On Sunday, MSC Seashore, Carnival Vista, Wonder of the Seas, and Norwegian Epic were in port. To be clear, Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge is north and east of Port Canaveral, and the cruise ship do not enter the refuge. At no time the burns planned at the refuge pose any threat to the cruise port, and even with heavy smoke, port operations are not affected and no cruise ships were delayed. The planned burns encompassed 4,000 acres on Saturday and another 1,000 acres on Sunday. Both burns were fully controlled and executed as expected as part of the land management of the refuge. The Brevard County Emergency Management Office sent out notices on social media alerting residents to the burn, ensuring that everyone was aware of the activities which closed parts of the refuge. Of course, travelers arriving at the port would not be aware of those local alerts, and therefore the fires would probably have caused some concern. Yeah, well, I'd say if I was driving up, that would be, I forget the number of road that is, which takes you right down to the port and right down toward Fish Lips. And you see that up ahead of you, you might think, oh my God, I hope that's not my ship on fire. I mean, that's a scary looking picture, folks. So anyway, it was a control burn. I'm sure people panicked. But all right, we got a new cruise terminal for Royal Caribbean. How about that? And the story has disappeared. So Royal Caribbean is going to have a new cruise terminal that is going to be opened in Barcelona. It was approved, was it yesterday? I can't remember now. I'm trying to find the story real quick here, folks. Royal Caribbean gets new approval for a terminal. Royal Caribbean, a joint venture with Cruise Terminal International, has secured the rights to construct and operate the new two-build Cruise Terminal G at Adisat Wharf in Barcelona. With no other bids, Royal Caribbean Group was reasonably secure in its bid. The Port of Barcelona Management Board's decision is, however, an interesting development as Barcelona implemented a partial ban on cruise ships last year. However, this cruise terminal had been agreed on earlier. The new construction will be constructed with state-of-the-art, sustainable, and technological advances. Congratulations to the folks, the Royal Caribbean, and the folks in Barcelona. It's going to have a nice new terminal. And finally, this morning, folks, the Celestial Discovery is now on its maiden voyage. After being acquired by the cruise line in 2023, the ship began its inaugural season today. Taking over the schedule originally announced for the Celestial Olympia, the Discovery is set to offer a series of 3- and 4-night cruises to Greek Isles and to Turkey. The Discovery's 2024 program extends until mid-November, when the ship will enter a 4-month winter layup. Originally built for Carnival's Aida cruises, the Celestial Discovery first entered service in 2003 as the Aida Laura. All right, that's going to wrap up the cruise information and news for today, for the week. I don't know. I'll probably do something this weekend. So it seems to be a lot of stories lately. So let's jump over, See, if anybody's fussing at me at the hot and chat room, that's what it's called, the chat room. I see Joanne's here also. I said good morning to a bunch of you guys. Mike's with us from over on the other side of the pond. There's Katie. She's down there in Florida where they had all that smoke the other day. And Bob's with us. Says good morning, Chili. Thank God it's Friday. Agreed. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. Good prices for the cruise ship, Dr. Cruise. Yeah, I thought it was pretty decent. Bubakar Singata, how are you doing? Paums, hello, how are you? I got a feeling these are sex bombers. Snowy day in Michigan. Happy Friday, everyone. Sorry about the snow, Todd. I watched the vet shows from up there a lot. I'm a big fan of Dr. Pohl. I'm trying to get one of the vets on the show who likes to travel also. So maybe one of these days we'll get some of them Michigan folks on the show. Hot Air Tom says hello to Sonny. What about Dr. Bricker? I don't know about Dr. Bricker. Tom, maybe surprise guest of cruise ship doctor. We want Adam. Hello, gang, says Emily. Laura says, Todd, no snow here in Ottawa, but it's coming. It's cold, -9. Feels like -14. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. You guys keep all that up there where you are. You foreigners up north. I mean, I say the same thing to John in Minnesota. Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. I think Canada should take all those places back. Just leave us with the warm side of the world. Roger's with us. Hey, Roger. 34 days till the celebrity cruise. Hope they don't mess with me again. Yeah, that's a horrible story, Roger. I hope this one goes smooth for you, too. Emily says, hit the like button. Thanks, Em. Hunter says, I'm wondering where Chili sees these sex bombers. They don't show on the YouTube feed. Well, let's see if I can show you what I'm seeing. Does that show on your screen? And then there was that. See, that's what I see in my chat room. I have no idea who they are, where they are, what they're for. They could be seriously for the show. Maybe Facebook. I don't know. Well, no, because they show in my chat room. Facebook doesn't show in my chat room. I don't see them in here either. Yeah, apparently you guys don't see them on YouTube. His hand was probably hovering. Oh, no, it wasn't hovering over him, folks. I'll show you. I go back up here, slide back up to the top. That was right after Sonny. Sonny said good prices for the cruise ship doctor, and I agree with that. And the very next chat is that. And then the one after that is that. And then Todd about Snowy Michigan. So I wasn't hovering over anything. That's in my chat list. Honest, folks. I see it, but then I can't do anything with it. Like, remember when it used to happen a long time ago, I could delete it, or even Pittsburgh Jason had access to get in and delete those when they came in. Those were real honest to God sex bombers. This might have nothing to do with sex, as far as I know. It doesn't. You know, you get all those messages of how do you make money online and things. That's not just what this channel's about. Is that Chili's imaginary friend? Yeah. They got you, Chili. So anyway. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. I'm probably going to have a busy weekend. I was busy all day yesterday, which is terrific. I'm not complaining, folks. I love the fact that I'm doing some cruises for Nate now. And occasionally I come up because of lack of experience with a problem or a question, and he has to bail me out. So, but at least I'm taking some of the load off of him. So that's a good thing. And anyway, I'm having a lot of fun with it. So, and we're getting ready now to really, I'm hoping to get the graphics, a website on the, not only on the upcoming Cruise Doctor group cruise, but on several of the other Cruise with Chili cruises too. So that's all in the construction phase, folks. There were some technical issues again yesterday, so I don't have it today. So I'm hoping to get something on that pretty soon because I want to start rolling on that. All right. And I got some more, you know, I've got 4 cruises next year with Hot Air Tom that I'd like to at least do, you know, info sheets on them in case some of you might be interested in joining us, like Kenneth and Robin are doing. You know, they're going to be on two of the cruises. Maybe more of you would like to go if you have a chance, and I'll price it out and see what kind of prices are available on it. That's all. All right, guys. That's going to wrap it up for today. So, as always, guys, thanks for being here. Smash that thumbs up smash that thumbs up button like Emily suggested. Man, I've talked too much this week. My mouth has quit working. At any rate, smash that thumbs up button. And if you haven't done so, please subscribe and hit that bell notification so you know when I go live or a new video is up. And I'm trying to get to 10,000 by next Wednesday. I set it back a day. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for the weekend. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll stay on top of things. If something big comes up, I'll go live sometime this weekend. I promise. All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend. See you next time.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chili Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.